You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
It's time on RNIB Connect Radio to return to the kitchen and try our hands at a simple, easy recipe that might come in handy if you want to prep something ahead and have a really easy dinner midweek or even on the weekend if you don't want to work a long time to cook your meal. Well, today's recipe is a roasted red pepper cashew pasta. Now, this is a recipe that is also coincidentally vegan. You're not using any cream in it, but I have to say it is just as delicious. So all you need is some sort of blender at home. Ideally, if you have a bigger blender, that works, but if not, you can do it in batches as well. You'll need your roasted red peppers, ideally about 3 medium bell peppers. I do recommend red because they're sweeter as well. Some olive oil, and we're looking at about 2 tablespoons. You'll also have a bit of pasta of your choice. Now, one that works really well with this recipe is rigatoni, but if you have other pasta at home, you can use that up as well. And then you'll need some raw cashew nuts. Now, if you have a good high-speed blender, you can just use the nuts as they are. However, if your blender maybe is not as good, you can soak them overnight for just in a jar with some water and get them a little bit softer, or at least 4 hours before. So if you're doing the recipe in the afternoon, just do that in the morning and they should be ready. You'll also need a handful of fresh basil, a touch of thyme. Now, if you don't like thyme, you can completely avoid this step. I personally am not a big fan of thyme, so I tend to leave out this one. You also use half a cup of boiling hot water and then salt and pepper to taste. So the recipe is super easy. You will preheat your oven first to 200 degrees Celsius. Now, whilst the oven is heating up, just grab your red bell peppers, and if you're confident with a knife, just go ahead and split them in half and then get the core out, and then you can just chop them into rough sections. They don't have to be perfect. You'll be roasting them and then blending them, so they absolutely do not have to be perfect. If you are not very comfortable with a knife, you know what? You can just slice them in half and then rip the core out with your hands, and then you can just break them apart just with your hands as well. Works super well. Now, once you have them all ready, just get them coated in about 2 tablespoons of olive oil, and then just spread them on some baking paper and get them ready to pop in the oven. Now, they're going to go in the oven for about 20 minutes, so they're going to be soft and slightly browned on the edges. Whilst your peppers are getting on, if you're planning on having your meal straight away, you can start boiling your water for the pasta. But if you're not doing this now, you're just preparing the sauce ahead of time, that's fine as well. Just omit this step and just let it be. Now, whilst the peppers are roasting away in the oven, just get your cashews, garlic. So a big, we're looking again at a cup of raw cashews. Again, if you have a good high-speed blender, a big blender as well, just drop them in as is. You don't have to do anything to them. If your blender is a bit weaker, a bit smaller, you can soak them in some water overnight or for at least 4 hours before, just in a jar with some water. Now add your big handful of fresh basil. I quite like basil, so I add a bunch. Now, if you like thyme, add about a teaspoon of thyme. Don't add too much. Thyme can be really overwhelming in this recipe, so I omit it. But if you fancy, you really like that flavor, go ahead, add it. And now we're just going to add a couple of cloves of garlic. Now, you might have heard I have a few more than a couple, but it's a preference, you know. When someone says a couple, I tend to go a few more, but that's totally up to you. Now, if you struggle to peel garlic, I have a really easy way to get it done. Is you can either crush it or bruise it with your knife. Now, again, if you don't like using knives and you're not quite comfortable with doing that, just put the palm of your hand on top of the garlic clove and give it a really solid smoosh down. Just really press it down. It will crack a little bit and it will also be so much easier to peel. So add those 2 or more cloves of garlic to your blender as well. And then just add a a little bit of salt and pepper to your taste. So if you can leave it for now as well if you prefer to do that step later, so you can actually taste it first and see how much you want to add. That's a really good way. If not, just go ahead and add about a half a teaspoon of each. So it looks like our peppers are ready. So we're just going to bring a small amount of water to boil. So we're looking about half a cup. And then in the meantime, whilst that's boiling, just add your peppers to the blender along with everything else. And then add your half a cup of water and get your blender going. Now, if it's struggling to blend, you can add a touch more of water. Just add a tiny bit at a time. Don't add too much. Just a dash and see how that's helping it process. So you'll probably give it a minute to 2 minutes to blend really nicely. And then voila, that's your sauce ready. Taste it, see if you want to add any more salt and pepper, but that is your sauce. You can store it away in the fridge and use it later, or you can, once your pasta's cooked, you can just add it to the hot pasta, or if you fancy having it nice and hot because you've kept it in the fridge, just pop it in a pot and just quickly heat it up. And then once that's ready, you can add your pasta in, mix everything, and that's it. It's done. It's vegan. Coincidentally, not necessarily the plan in this case. I just came across this recipe, but it's also delicious. So enjoy.
For more interviews, features, and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.